Welcome back to One Theme at a Time, One Theme Only podcast of the WKU Modern Language Podcast Series. Today is December 1st, 2006, and this is episode 10. As you can hear, I'm not Melissa Stewart. I am Immaculada Pertusa, professor of Spanish at the Department of Modern Languages, and I'm happy to be your host for the first time in the series. Every year, the faculty of the Department of Modern Languages gets together to recognize all of those students that have succeeded in one way or another in one of our language courses. During the award ceremony that we will celebrate today, the selected students will be presented with an award that represents how proud we all feel about their achievement during the academic year. Since not all students that do well in a class can receive one of these awards, we, the Modern Language faculty, feel that each student being recognized today represents many other excellent students that, like them, have demonstrated a truly love for the language they are studying. For this new episode of One Theme at a Time, we talked to some of our colleagues at the department, asking them what they were looking for when nominating one of their students for a particular award. Let's listen to Professor Nathan Love in French, Professor Melissa Stewart in Spanish, Professor Eddie Cousinier, also in French, and Professor Tina Strobel in German, to tell us about their selection.
In my French 102 class, they take about 25 quizzes altogether, so there's a lot of opportunity to do well or to not do well. So I'm honoring the student who has the most consistently high quiz average overall. The student has about 99%. And in my French 201 class, Intermediate French 1, I especially wanted students to participate. I wanted them to take the initiative to talk in French. So I'm honoring the student who did that the most consistently.
Yes, I've given out two awards, or I will give out two awards this evening to students for the best attainment of the all-round goals in the class. And these are both in intermediate classes. And for me, that means that these students were dedicated students who really worked in all the different areas and, you know, worked on their reading, writing, speaking, and listening skills and, you know, did what they were supposed to do and had some good results, some significant progress. I guess that's, you know, really the key is the goal is to move ahead, to learn and to demonstrate, be able to demonstrate that you have progressed. And these two people really were outstanding in that way compared to their classmates.
I believe that the best true beginner in a first semester class is someone who shows abilities both speaking and writing and in everyday class. By this, I try to say that the student tried to get involved into the language and his interest goes beyond the class.
I nominated one of my students in the advanced conversation class for the best creative award, and I told her specifically that she was getting the award because her compositions were so creative. Whenever I read one of her compositions, I thought I was reading fiction. You know, I was reading an author. That's what I liked about her. She didn't only work on the language, she worked on the style very well. And I just like her writing. I would read her writing in English, except that I teach in French.
The Best Overall Student Award is the award that's given not only to the student that has done best in the class, but a student who has improved the most during the course of the semester. That the grade of an A is not dependent on what they've done in the class, nor is the award.
So there you have. Congratulations to all students being recognized tonight, and keep up with your great job in your classes. This is all for today. We hope that you have enjoyed Outstanding Students, episode 10 of One Theme at a Time. This is the last episode of the fall semester 2006. Please come back to listen to a new episode of the series in late January 2007, soon after the beginning of the spring semester. Happy holidays to everyone! This podcast has been produced by Immaculada Pertusa, December 5th, 2006. All rights reserved. Department of Modern Language at Western Kentucky University.